And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with a British Army veteran who has been fined nearly $12,000 for praying silently near an abortion clinic. His crime? Spending 3 minutes in quiet reflection about his own son lost to abortion. When prayer becomes crime, freedom, well, it becomes a memory. And in a landmark decision, a Dutch court will allow 7 people allegedly injured by the COVID-19 vaccine to pursue their case against Bill Gates and other defendants. The billionaire's attempt to avoid jurisdiction based on his U.S. residency was rejected. And in Saskatchewan, Prairie Valley School Division is defending its policy of allowing gender-confused boys and girls' locker rooms, claiming, quote, it's about human rights. Meanwhile, female students who express their discomfort are told they can change elsewhere. And strangely, this effort of inclusion has quickly become exclusion. And the Biden administration has issued a new rule which makes it harder for law enforcement to access medical data needed to enforce state abortion laws. Obviously, a clear attempt to circumvent the Dobbs decision made by the Supreme Court through bureaucratic maneuvering. Well, a new study reveals some sobering statistics about pornography use among Christians, with 75% of Christian men admitting to consumption. And when 4 out of 5 believers say they have no one to help them overcome this struggle, we're no longer looking at only a cultural problem. This is a crisis of discipleship. A student at Melbourne's Methodist Ladies College was recently told to remove her necklace because it might offend others at a Christian school. Just let that one sink in. The FDA has recalled over 7,100 bottles of the antidepressant duloxetine after finding potentially cancer-causing chemicals in the medication. And at a time in this society when we're always told to, quote, trust the science, it might be worth asking who's checking the checkers. At a Poland now, where recently a gathering of Christian therapists heard a stark warning. Transgender ideology has become deeply misogynistic and the new patriarchy. And you know, some things are just worth protecting, like the dignity and safety of women, and that requires no explanation. And finally, from Pakistan, a rare moment of justice. A Christian woman accused of blasphemy has been granted bail. That's something that doesn't happen very often. However, the woman and her sister must remain in hiding for their safety. So please keep on praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, remember you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until next time, go serve your king.